Angola Mariana. My name is Adrian Borugaba. I come from Wangan country. I speak Wili. When I say hello, I say what a question. Today we're here to acknowledge, first of all, our own people and where we stand in this country, that we are proud people, and that we've been here for a while, and our laws and customs date back before any government. And when we talk about government, this is what we're here to protest about. The government of this land where we stand here now is the British colonial government. Or we could say it's a part of the quasi-British Australian government. The 1986 Australia Act says that Australia is now like an independent sovereign country from Great Britain. So those laws that these people here are trying to enact upon new people here, Australian people, real Australian people, these laws, they don't apply to you. If you're living under the common law principle, that you believe in the life and the freedom and the liberty and the protection of your own private property, then you are within your right to have that. You don't have to give consent to a government to rule and reign over you, to kill and maim and destroy your family and take away your loved ones and maim your people. Now, today, we're here to also remind people that there's been injustice against our people. This injustice has been going since colonisation, since the first time that the British colony set foot in Australia in 1788. They came here to declare that they were here in authority from the monarch, from the King of England, from Queen Victoria. And they claimed that they had some right to come here and take this land. But the Commonwealth of Australia doesn't have that jurisdiction because the Commonwealth of Australia is owned by America, by the Securities Act. Australia isn't an absolute particular place. This place, what you see here now, this was established under a fraud. So the whole law and everything that these people want you to abide by is fraud, it's based upon fraud. So they're all lying to you anyway. If you walk around here and think that, well, you've got to go along and abide by these laws here, then that they say they are, then you give a consent to that. So if they come to kill you and maim you and destroy you and force these laws upon you, you've consented to it. I don't consent. I live under the common law principle. I don't hurt you, I don't hurt your property, and I don't take any liberty from you. That's a common law principle. That's the same as Aboriginal law. When our people are being attacked by this government and by the forces of this land, which are the British colony and their laws, they are illegally forcing laws upon us. Because as Andy mentioned before, we live under God's law. You can assume whatever you want to be what God is. But to us, it's the creator of all things that you can imagine, life, everything. All the things that you can feel and sense around you now, air you breathe, all of this. We lived under this principle as Aboriginal people before any government came here. So, once we give this over to these people here, then they have a responsibility to protect us under their law. So if somebody from the state, a police officer, kills an Aboriginal person, they're operating outside of their jurisdiction. So now their law doesn't apply to us anymore because it's not consistent with what the law is. Now let me say that again. This government here says that they enforce the laws upon this society here, and you as a group of people agree that they are the lawmakers. But if they're in defiance of their own laws and they go out and kill Aboriginal people for no reason, an innocent man on Palm Island, Cameron Dumerji, Morinji, then they're outside of their jurisdiction of law. So then the law, there is no law any further. We are the highest form of law. We are the sovereigns. We're human beings. We're living, breathing human beings. We are not fictitious characters. You understand? We're not a straw man. We're human beings. I was born as a human being. I don't belong to the state. They don't own me. I didn't give consent for the state to own me. Just like the state didn't own Morinji Dumerji. He was a man that spoke up for his freedom to be who he was and do what he wanted to do, and that didn't violate anybody else's right,
But Chris Hurley deemed that he could use his law as a brutal force to incarcerate this man and kill him and maim him and destroy his life and take away his liberty. And we as all the people in this country stood by and let that happen. Where is your conscience? Where is your humanity, people? That the Queensland police can kill people in a cell and you don't do anything. You walk by and forget about it and you consent to it. By consenting to that, you are a part of the murder. If you consent to allowing cops to enforce laws that are unjust, to aim and murder and kill people, then you are a murderer as well. That is how the law works. I've never ever wanted to ever at any stage consent to harming any other individual or their property or their persons. That's not my intent. My intent is to bring goodwill and harmony and equality to all human beings. We're all equal in the sight of our Creator. We are equal. It doesn't matter whether you've got more of an education or you've got more money than me. That doesn't make you a better human being.